the situation was that when the Germans came, since it was a treasure, a museum of the Dutch government, so they didn't touch the Spanish-Portuguese congregation. The only thing they did, they confiscated all the Sifrei Torah, which later on, after the war, the congregation was able to retrieve from all over Europe. But the synagogue itself was untouched because it was a Dutch museum. Across the canal, where the Ashkenazic synagogue is, that they gutted and they used it for a barn, because it wasn't. It's just as old, practically just as old and just as imposing and as a magnificent a structure, but it was not yet a national treasure. It didn't belong, it wasn't under the protection of the Dutch government, so therefore it was just a synagogue, so they treated it as they did. That's why when you go there, I was there this summer, you can see the marks of the occupation, and you also see how they are renovating it and rebuilding it. It'll be a magnificent, it's a magnificent architectural building, but internally it'll be completely renovated. Now the Jews in Amsterdam thought big. I mean, those are major buildings, major communities. The Spanish-Portuguese synagogue has in its courtyard, it's built like a fort, has in its courtyard everything that is necessary for Jewish life. It has a mikveh, it has a matzah bakery, it has a room for taharas to prepare the dead, it has offices, it even has a place to where if a person wants to do penance, he can be flogged. All of these rooms are there. And it was a completely self-contained community. It also has a library. And the Eitz Chaim Library. And in the library, they show you the record book. They have the record book of all of the members since the beginning of the congregation almost 400 years ago. And there you see again Spinoza's name written in with a line drawn through it. They also have people there who they have asterisks for non-payment of dues. They're not likely to collect it, but the problems of 300 years ago have not changed. And the strength of the Jewish community in Amsterdam becomes even more apparent during this coming century. Finally, in Amsterdam is where Jewish printing presses came into their own. I have in my own library, I have a first edition copy of the Chacham Tzvi. Rabbi Tzvi Ashkenazi was one of the Ashkenazic rabbi in Amsterdam in the 1600s, and late 1600s and early 1700s. The book was printed in 1712. He writes in the introduction that he had this book written for 20 or 30 years, and he never found any place to print it till he came to Amsterdam, and there are Jewish printing presses, and there he was able to print it. And the paper, the binding, the print, and the book is almost 300 years old, is in excellent, perfect condition. They were well known throughout the Jewish world for their printing presses and for the amount of books that they published. So Amsterdam becomes a capital of Jewish life. And as we'll discuss next time, it plays a central role in the events of the 17th century.